once-a-week registered home health care nurse Sandy Schanzenbach drives 45 miles to visit Skylar Brosseth in Euland, Minnesota, who suffers from emphysema and diabetes.
Well, we'll see what the oxygen holds today.
Okay, take it off.
As Schanzenbach clips a small monitor to Brosseth's finger, she chats about the weather, tells a couple of jokes, and checks into how he's doing. This week, he's breathing a little easier with the help of a new inhaler. Schanzenbach spends about 30 minutes with him as she monitors the oxygen in his system, blood sugar level, and skin condition. Schanzenbach also sorts the 70 pills he'll take over the next week. Brosseth has received home care for the past few years. He spent part of last fall in the hospital and credits Schanzenbach's weekly visits with helping him stay out now.
And every time I go to the doctor's office, even in Fargo, it's $62, you know. That's Medicare money, too, you know. You're at home. That's a big deal.
But Brosseth is one of the fortunate ones. Schanzenbach's employer, the Prairieland Home Health Agency, which also serves rural residents in North Dakota and Illinois, has had to cut staff by about 40% in the last year and, where possible, reduce the number of visits to each patient. Medicare used to pay 100% of the cost for home care by reimbursing home health care agencies. Prairieland Home Health Agency's Regional Administration Director, Barbara Barassa, says last fall Congress revised Medicare's repayment system. Instead of paying home health care agencies by the visit, it now pays one lump sum per patient per year, figured on an agency's 1993 cost. The cuts were meant to reduce Medicare costs and cut down on fraud and abuse of the system. But critics say the cuts have caused more than 1,200 agencies around the nation to close their doors. Barassa says the effects were first felt in the rural areas. Her agency has cut the number of home visits per patient, but each visit is more intense.
It's kind of like the analogy that, you know, we're through the skin line and into the, we're way past the muscle onto the bone. I mean, there's just, you know, you can just decrease so much, and then your quality starts being affected. And so far, we have not affected our quality.
The Prairieland Healthcare Agency faces a double whammy. Due to a quirk in how its fiscal year is set up, it will probably be forced to pay the government more than $500,000 in what the government now sees as overpayments. Barassa says if things continue as they are, the agency will only be able to provide services for another few years. The North Dakota Home Care Association says two agencies have already closed their doors, and another 10 will close within a year. The effects have not been felt that severely in Minnesota. Minnesota Home Health Care Association Executive Director Steve Lund says health care providers are better used to dealing with managed care, but he says if the current system of Medicare payments remain in place, within 4 months, agencies will begin to close in Minnesota.
They're scared, and they know that wrong moves and a couple of rules made permanent that are now temporary by HCFA could mean some closings of agencies and at least consolidations of agencies here in the state.
North Dakota Congressman Earl Pomeroy has been meeting with agencies to see what might be done. At a recent meeting, he told them he understands the consequences of Medicare saving billions of dollars.
The system has saved because you have hemorrhaged.
Pomeroy says a moratorium on last year's legislation could stop more agencies from shutting down, while Congress studies another method to cut down on Medicare costs. But Pomeroy says it's going to be an uphill battle. Congress has only a few weeks until they recess, and even without the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal, there are many bills to discuss.
Congress, in this instance, has got to attend to this matter before adjourning, or we're going to have, I think, across the country, dozens if not hundreds of home health agencies going out of business before Congress reconvenes next year to fix. This isn't a long-term problem, something we have to attend to next Congress. This is an immediate crisis that needs urgent attention.
Two bills which could put a moratorium on the payments are currently working their way through the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee and the Commerce Committee. In Moorhead, I'm Hope Deutscher, Minnesota Public Radio.